Pulp MX Network production.
Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to develop the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine, porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Check out our 2024 roster of Maximus Volan, Seth Hamaker, Levi Kitchen, Cameron McAdoo, and Austin Forkner. Visit ProCircuit.com for more information on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Yep. All right, AP, Triple Crown. Always shit going sideways at a Triple Crown for you. And, I mean, felt like you were like a lot of guys where you had one really good one, one not good one. Like, it kind of went that way?
Yeah, it was up and down for sure. Yeah. And I made the mistake of making the second one, you know, more down than it needed to be. Yeah. With jumping on that Red Cross. So, yeah. No, the first one was going good. I was right behind Tomac. I was pressuring him. And then I started making mistakes. I pumped up. Bike started doing some weird stuff. And then Jet got by me. And then second one felt a lot better.
Yeah.
Start wasn't as good. And then, you know, there's not much you can do. Yeah. Coming from, like, 11th.
Yeah, that's literally, like, how's your start? Shitty. Okay, well, then you didn't do that well, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. In 12 minutes, you can't do too much. Yeah. So.
Did I see in the first one, the rhythm before the whoops, you had issues with the last triple, or you were going over the big, so then you were singling, but it looked like you were fucking it up?
Dude,
am I right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was, like, casing and not doing it. And it was just, it was just like, that's what I mean by bike was kind of doing some weird stuff. It was just throwing me awkward ways. Okay. And then, dude, before the mechanics area, I landed deep and then just hooked a left and rode the tough blocks down. And it was smacked the bank and almost went into Jade. And it was, that's when Jet got around me. So,
that's right. Yep. I remember that.
Yeah. Yep. So it was just, odds, like, dude, the first half was sick. Yeah. And then track got rougher, and then I didn't feel so hot.
What about the Red Cross? What'd you see? How'd you see it? What do you feel about the penalty? How was it?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I jumped. Okay. I messed up. But, I knew he was holding something.
Okay.
But he was just holding it like that, and I saw it. As soon as I jumped, I looked back, and I was like, idiot.
Yeah.
And it was just, mentally mistaked it for the white flag. And it was.
So, look, it's your fault. I'm not saying you're not saying taking it, but maybe the guy could have been like a little more emphatic with the waving of it.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's been so much in past years with people saying, you know, if you wave it, I can't see it.
Okay.
And then, you know, Ian said he's done it with Dunge. I can't remember where we
were. Detroit, I think.
Yeah. So, they were waving it, and he said he didn't see it. And then now, you know, they're holding it still. And I just think it was the position of the finish line.
Yeah.
When you have a finish line like that,
you're
coming out, and, dude, the ruts up the face, they were 20 feet long.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not looking at the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't pay attention to that guy. So I was just making sure I went off the face right. And I think it was just the position of the finish line, which was nobody's fault.
Just four of you got docked. So, like, obviously there's something going on. There's not four of you.
We just couldn't see. Couldn't see.
Cool, man. Thanks. Enjoy the week off.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Benny. Okay, you can sit down. First of all, Benny, I didn't like your Kansas City Chiefs helmet.
It was a fan favorite. Everybody liked it except for you. So probably going to wear it again in Denver, you know, division rivals.
I hope the fans really riot.
So I bet they'll love it.
All right, good qualifying for you. A crash in one of the Triple Crowns, a good ride in another one. Like, I'm losing track of which one was good and which one was bad, but it seemed like a decent night.
Yeah, first one, felt like I was riding great. Like, I was stoked with how I was riding the first couple laps. And then I cross-rutted in a rhythm section, landed on tough blocks, crash. Got up in 20th, got back to 13th. Second main. I had bent some stuff on the in my crash, and the hole shot device didn't work. So we started no hole shot device. Not going to lie, it really wasn't that bad. 12th in that one. Happy with my riding again. Pretty much came from last there. Second one, or third one, finally get like a pretty decent start. I was probably around 10th, and Jason hit with somebody on the first rhythm section and just smoked his bike. Get up second to last. So came back to 14th. Overall, I'm stoked with my riding. Very happy with the progression we've made with the bike. Just got to get my starts dialed in. And
what have you found with the bike that's been the biggest help for you? Obviously, chassis, suspension, but like, was there one thing or two things that really put you in this right direction? Because you are riding well lately.
Man, I struggled with the suspension for a while, and then I guess it'd be like right before Indy, we got a new setting on fork and shock, and it was like a lot better. Just like the bike works how I want it to now. Like, I can corner it really good. I feel like it goes good through the rhythms. It tracks well in the whoops. We did some stuff, changed the throttle body, I think, or I don't know what we did. Changed some stuff, make the bike run a little better. Drill some holes in the side plate. Pretty big stuff. But no, I mean, we're always trying new stuff and kind of getting better each week. So it's
so now that you're like qualifying better and riding better, does the Beta remind you of a bike or something that you enjoyed? Like, is there like a bike that you're like, hey, like, this kind of works like this?
No, man, I not really. It's pretty in between. It's like it's I don't know what's going on.
Saps is very intimidating.
Yeah, I don't know. No, it's just kind of feels like its own thing. It's not like one thing or another, but it's man, it's working good right now. So
does Davey ever tell you about how now it's ironic that he's a trainer? That he needed a trainer like him when he raced?
Yeah, I got some pictures of him fat, dude. I was thinking about doing like a t-shirt because I got of the pictures, like running a graphic tee of him looking fat and like wearing it for walk-in. I think that would look.
Millsaps, was this the off season? What's he talking about? Because I don't remember you ever being like fat.
JGR is. The
you still made podium though here and there.
I mean, 2011, I was a big boy. I mean, I was lifting weights like crazy just for a little while, obviously, yeah. with the trainer there. And I just kind of ate what I want. But
maybe I felt like you wore an under chest protector that year, but it wasn't. It really wasn't.
No, I was filling out everything. Okay. Right. But then, yeah, I was 225 pounds. And then at the end of 2011, October, I was 185.
I don't still think that's fat, like Benny said, but I get it. Huskier.
I was husky. Yeah, but he's been bigger.
How do you feel like he's riding lately? Not bad.
He's turning the corner to be, you know, consistently getting better and better and better and better. Had we had a good off season, I think he would have been way better off starting the year. But, you know, you take all the positives from tonight. He rode really well all day long.
I feel like we were on suicide watch earlier this year, so it's really good to see this.
Yes, I mean, talk about the ledge, like I said, multiple times. But now, you know, he's starting to see progress in his riding and his bike and the team, and his fitness is coming around again, obviously, from not racing himself into shape, basically. Yeah. I really, truly think that he keeps going this route. Like, he's going to be way, way, way better in the season going into next year, too.
Yeah, we don't do outdoors, so.
No, don't do outdoors, but the bike is already so far ahead of where it was in the off season that going into this off season, we're going to be way better.
Three, maybe? Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll do some outdoors. All right. All right, good job, Benny. Good job, Davey.
Thank you.
All right, Landon Gibson, futures. I'm a big future guy, Blair, big future guy. Second, good job, man. Really cool. Daniel told me the story a little bit, so kind of new to the team and the bike. You've been riding a little while. What'd you think of the race tonight?
Yeah, man, I'm so stoked, dude. The bike's been great, dude. The bike rips. And my whole team behind me has helped so much. We put so much hard work into this, and the track was so gnarly tonight, dude. It was just unreal. You couldn't even imagine, but yeah, man, it was good. I had a great experience. It's so cool to be here. I'm so appreciated to be here. And just I felt good tonight, and I got out to the hole shot, and just kind of was tense the first two laps. I would say I was kind of like a puffer fish, if you can imagine. And other than that, though, I felt good, and I just kind of got into a groove and brought her home to the checkered flag, man.
Where'd you think Drew had you covered a little bit? Where'd you think he was doing things a little better?
I think he was just hitting his rhythms a little bit cleaner and just getting in and out of the corners a little better than I was. But, yeah, man, go back to training, and we know what we need to work on.
So. Are you a supercross guy or a motocross guy?
Dude, I just started on supercross about 4 or 5 months ago, but I'm starting to love it, man. I love it so much. It's fun.
Yeah, motocross is hard work, right?
Dude, it's tough. It's mentally and physically defeating, dude.
So your first features was Daytona, right? How'd that go?
Yeah, man, Daytona wasn't great. I had a pretty big wreck, and then I was dizzy after that. I wrecked again, and it was just kind of a mess, but I bounced back, and yeah, sweet, man.
Cool. Good job tonight, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. All right, Garrett Marchbanks. Well, I don't know. I don't want to sound like a broken record. I don't know how Phil outstarted you after his bike broke and he had that gate pick, but he did. But anyways, another good ride by you. Good job. I think you got like 7th overall?
6th.
6th overall? So good job, yeah.
Yeah, it was solid. I mean, for how Moto 1 was, I didn't think I was going to do that well. But now I just kind of told myself, you know, screw it, I'll start next to Phil. He's been starting great all year, and sometimes I just got to learn off of a guy like him. Yep. And, you know, I've been struggling with the first turns, and I haven't started outside all year. So I kind of, first moto or the second moto, I was just like, you know what, if he gets a jump on you, just follow him around first turn. And sure enough, that's what I did. And after a couple laps, got around him and made some work on some other guys. And no, it was better. But main three was even better. Endurance is there. I feel really good. Didn't get tired all day. We just got work.
I feel like you don't. Yeah, you don't stop charging. It's slow progress, but it's progress on whoever's in front of you almost.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I just feel like I'm. I don't know. I wish my first motos were a little better, but yeah. I feel like it kind of sucks because I feel like the guys that are, I don't know, they're good riders, but not as good. If they could get good starts when the track's fresh, they have a lot better advantage. Yeah. And it's hard for me to really like. Sprint that hard when it's a smooth track. I've always grew up on rougher style, gnarlier tracks, so I accelerate a lot better on those. So when it came to main two and three, I was like, okay, this is where I should accelerate a lot better. So if I could just start better in a triple crown on the first ones, get a top five, top six, I should be in the mix all main.
Is this somewhat of a normal supercross? We've had some shitty tracks, and I know it rutted up a little bit, but was this somewhere where you could push the whole main and not be scared for your endoing?
I mean, yeah, it was better. There were still some transitions that were pretty gnarly. No, it definitely got better. For me, it was just kind of – the track was pretty one line, especially for how gnarly it got. The turns were pretty short, a lot of lefts. So, I don't know. It was just kind of like you had to be a lot faster than the guy or just sit behind him until he made a mistake or run it in there. So, no, that's just kind of what I did in main three. Made some good passes and made some quick ones and just kind of tried to sprint away from it.
What was the gnarliest rhythm to do consistently? Like it seemed like there was 3 or 4 ways to go through each section.
I'd say the one before the mechanics area, like going 2-2. I mean, the first two, there was like no face on it. So like if you clipped that first one, you're front end high. It was like, all right, well, don't throw me over the bars over this thing. So
and then you try to make the next three.
Yeah, and it was. I mean, if I didn't ice that thing on my bike, it was like it was everything I had. Seat bouncing the crap out of it. Second gear.
Yeah, it looked like it was giving guys like you had to be kind of perfect because it was easy at the beginning and then hard at the end.
Yeah, no, that was definitely a gnarly rhythm, but I'm really happy with the speed. I know a lot of people are like, oh, start struggled, but for me, I haven't really started inside the top 10, and those last two I finally did. Yeah. So
you're taking it as a positive.
It's a positive in the Moto 2 and 3. Right. I talked to Phil. He said he heard my bike rev out too quick on the third start.
Okay.
And like I told other guys, not to make excuses, we only had one day of riding this week. So all I did at the end of the day was starts. I did like 20 starts on this clutch, and we didn't really have much time to do laps on it. So today, like for the amount of changes we did with the bike, it was kind of like relearning stuff and how it was going to act and whoops. So by the time like main two came around, I was like, okay, I'm finally comfortable on this bike. And that's when I was finally able to click.
Cool, man. Yeah. Thanks for doing this. Enjoy your time off.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Shane McElrath, all these things blend together, but the third one, good start. It was third one. Great start.
Yes. I got good starts all three, just didn't stay up there. Honestly, every time out today, we were making bike changes. I think I'm finally accepting change, and it's we needed to do it for Seattle, but I think Seattle was mainly confirmation. So we made some changes this week that were good, and then we come here to St. Louis, and we did press day yesterday, and it was good, but we needed more. we needed to go softer. And so it's, yeah, we started the day on a different valving setting. After the first session, we made another valving setting change, and then, yeah, softening the shock. And so this was really the most comfortable I've ever been in the ruts. And it's it feels good to actually race. Like, after racing now, it's like I've been getting better, but I've still kind of just been there. And it's like the guys passed me. I struggle contesting them, and they're gone. Yeah. So, yeah, just trying to fight for every little pass just a little bit more each time. And, it feels good.
I feel like this dirt isn't far off, the dirt that you practice on.
It depends. Lately in Florida, it's been warming up, and we haven't had a lot of rain. So the track bakes in pretty good. But maybe we got rain a couple days ago. Well, hopefully, but it's when it does that and it soaks in, then it's like, okay, we'll have some good ruts. Yeah. Honestly, I feel normal now coming to the racetracks and how rough they get. Yep.
Nice to be back in a dome with good weather.
Yes, very predictable. Yeah.
All right, cool, man. Well, yeah, good job. These things are intense. Like when I'm trying to watch and trying to watch, I'm losing track of where you, like, yeah, it's intense to watch. I can imagine racing.
Yeah, it's just quick, and that's the thing, is like it's long enough to like just kind of get into the red zone a little bit, but then it's like, okay, stop. Yeah. And then you're trying to rest, so it's not long enough to recover and not long enough to like for normal moto. So just eat and try and recover the best you can, and
enjoy the week off, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All right, Ryder McNabb. Hey, the no pressure, but the whole country of Canada was probably waiting for this debut for you for Futures. Didn't quite go the way you wanted, but I thought you had some good speed, so good job on that. But yeah, shitty race.
Yeah, for sure. Felt pretty decent all day. Track was really gnarly, but just got a bad start and then got tangled in some bad luck.
Happens when you get bad starts. Right?
Yeah, exactly. We got to get better at that. So we'll come to Salt Lake City and do better at that.
Now, Noof has told me some horrifically bad stories about your starts in Canadian Nationals, but before I hit record here, you were telling me that you were doing starts with Juju, right? And they've been better? They've been good?
Yeah. No, I've been doing starts with Juju and Ryder D and them, and my starts have been decent. Yep. And, nerves of being in the stadium for the first time, I guess. And,
Looked like a fun track?
Yeah, it was fun. It was really technical. The dirt was, I love it. Yeah. I love the ruts and stuff. It's definitely something new for me on Supercross, but it was definitely really cool.
Narrow, right? Like with the tough blocks?
Yeah, for sure. But the dirt was really good. Yeah. I liked it.
Qualifying, I think did you get seventh? Were you seventh? Seventh in one session, anyways.
Seventh in the second. Okay. Fifth or sixth in the...
Okay, so were you happy with that, like all things considered?
Not 100%, but I mean, it was good. It was, I got stuck behind some kids and didn't really get a clean lap, but, I felt like it was decent for the first time out there.
Yeah. Okay. Cool, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Colt Nichols. Look, a guy like you, you missed me in last week. That's no bueno for you. I'm sure you were on suicide watch, and then you're lining for the LCQ and you're like, not going to happen again. So you did well. And then I thought your first one tonight was really good. Was that it?
11.
Yeah, like, so you had to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, it's just been a pretty insane few weekends, honestly. Getting through the day program has just been really tough for some reason for me. And each weekend we show up with something new. You know, we're trying a new setting, new fork and shock combo or something. And, it's just, I think everyone's kind of in the same boat. You get something that works during the week, and then you come here on the weekends, and you're like, holy shit, like, we can't race the track. You have to be finesse. There's 19 ruts everywhere. You have to ride the track. It's hard to race it. So we kind of had to go back to the drawing board and try something else. And after the LCQ, we switched back to a different fork. So after the LCQ, I was like, this is not working. And then
it's actually like good that you pulled off the win a little bit.
Yeah, it was. It kind of gave me some time. But, man, that was just so stressful. Like, I pulled off for qualifying, and I'm like, P20? I was like, God damn. I'm like, this is embarrassing. I don't know what the hell is going on. But I just felt like I couldn't do a lap. I couldn't put anything together. So it's just been frustrating. But, I mean, these are the growing pains of new bike, new team. And. Yeah. No data, no anything. You know, it's part of the process. But It was better tonight. I'll take the positives. I think I went 11 bike problems in the second one, 20, and then I think 11 again. So that's a hell of a lot better than DNQ. So
we'll it's better than where you've been. Does it take any solace in the fact this idiot over here is like qualifying really well and doing well, and he's happy with his bike? Like, obviously different body style, different riding. So it's not like you can put his shit on. Yeah. But does it help that you're like, hey, my friend's happy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, even now, like all day today, he was like, don't touch the bike. The bike is running awesome. Yeah. It handles awesome. Like, don't touch it. And I know before, you know, earlier in the season, it was, how can we figure this thing out, you know? So it's taken a while, and I'm just glad that he's at that point, and that's all I want to be at. Yeah. You know, I just want to be at that point where I'm like, don't touch the bike. Let's just ride it and figure it out. But getting the comfort is really difficult. That's the hard part, you know? But as soon as you have it, and it's hard to describe what it is, but as soon as you get it, you're like, there it is, you know? So
Maybe like you can be like, hey, they made him happy. Like, exactly. we'll get there.
Yeah, no, I take a lot into that and be like, all right, well, he's good now. It's taken a while, but we can get to that point with this bike. So it's just chipping away. We got five more swings at it and a weekend off that we can hopefully use to our advantage. So we'll see.
The track tonight, yesterday it was so bad in the press, I guess some guys didn't even ride the second session. Yeah. It didn't look that bad to me tonight. How was it?
It actually got a lot better. Okay. Like when we started out the day, we were like, wow, it hardened up a lot. Yeah. But of course it broke down. And the track crew did such a good job, though, of fixing the stuff that was really sketchy for main three. And honestly, it was a good racetrack. It was. Yeah. Like, there was a lot of ruts, but if you were comfortable and you could race it, you could make up a lot of time. Sure. So it was a good track, man. I like this place, but it was definitely ruttier than I anticipated, for sure.
Nice to see you close to the top 10, and we'll see you next in Boston. Thanks, man.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Mitchell Oldenburg, first of all, thanks for coming on Pulp Monday.
Yep.
Look, it's a racing incident, but, yeah, first triple crown of the night. You eat shit, you take Sean Cirillo down, you take a bunch of guys down. That's never a good feeling. And again, nothing. I mean, you had a good one too, but it sucks.
Yeah, it was the first one was completely my fault. Like, to be completely honest with you, like, I pulled the whole shot, and I didn't jump that rhythm all day because it's the opposite of what we're doing through that rhythm. Yeah. So I never tripled off of the 5-footer all day. And I was like, I'm in the lead. I have to hit it, otherwise I'm getting landed on, right? And I just didn't give it enough and framed it. And, I mean, I feel bad. Like, I didn't mean to crash, right? Like, I'm not going to go kill myself on purpose, at least. So,
years ago, Shorty jumped into the class. You're full-time now, but Shorty jumped into class on the other coast and caused a pileup like that. And, dude, guys were losing their shit on him. And, you know, he's like, dude, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm trying my best. Like, I didn't mean to take it. Like, I didn't mean to crash. You think I tried to kill myself on purpose? Like, come on. So it is what it is. I rode hard. Second main, just got caught up with Malcolm in the first couple. Yeah, he drug me up the triple face. And again, one of them things, like, damn it, like, really? And I did something to my finger, sprained it something, just didn't have very much strength in it for the last main. So it's hard to use my clutch. But I survived. I'm healthy. I'm getting on an airplane tomorrow. And yeah, just sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail. And I was definitely the nail tonight. So
yeah, that happens. I will say, though, I was impressed. I think you were one of the first guys to double in out of the first turn, you know, to double over that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think you were the first guy I saw do it. I don't think you're the first guy to do it, but you were early to figure that out. So good job on that. That shows me something.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. I know what I can and I can't jump. Yeah. And I'm at that point where it's like, you know what, if I don't think I can make it, I'm not going to jump it.
Did you see somebody do it?
I saw Jet do it the lap before. Yeah. Or actually, I think he did it, like, right in front of me. I think I might have just, like, followed him. He did it, and I was like, all right, we're just gonna do what he does. That's kind of the,
I mean, it turned out to be relatively easy for you guys, but just for you to pull the trigger that early.
Yeah. No, that's the thing, it was easy the first practice, but it got harder as the night went on. That turn started getting slippery, and then we got a rut in it, and I struggled with it a bit. Track was tricky tonight, but we're healthy.
And then for the next rhythm, after the triple, before the whoops, 3-2-3 over the big, right? Was that hard?
No, the ruts make it hard. Yeah. If there's no ruts, I mean, we could do these jumps with our eyes closed. So, it was really just the ruts. And then with the triple crowns, that gets beat up more than normal. And
So let me ask you this. I could not figure this out in the press box. Tomac was going big to big. He was not going over the big one in that rhythm.
Oh.
And I timed it, and it looked quicker to stay low and jump over the 5-footers.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be jumping over the 5-footers? Because you know he can do it.
Did
you see any video that looked?
Yeah, I saw the video. I'm guessing just the ruts. There was no ruts there. He could charge it, maybe. I don't know.
It was quicker to go over.
Yeah, I would think so, right? It's it, but I think if you're comfortable, like, you can make anything fast, right? If you're uncomfortable and you're landing in the deep ruts, the mistakes are going to cost you more than it would if you were to do the slower rhythm, I guess. So
you can do it for 15 minutes,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. So,
all right. Well, I think you summed it up perfectly. Sometimes you're the nail, sometimes you're the hammer. Thanks, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, Devin Simonson, we saw you. Hold on. There we go. Devin Simonson, check. All right. We saw you in 250s. This was basically a Triple Crown thing, right? Could have went sideways for you because you've kind of been a main event guy in 450s, but yeah. Luckily, no problem, you made it in.
Yeah. It was in 250B, so the track was pretty mint, honestly. Yeah. And I put some good laps in, and I thought I was, like, going to be good around 12th area. And I got shuffled back to 17th, or, yeah, 16th, 17th after A practice. So I was kind of close right there, but overall it was a good night.
What was it like for style adaption to a 250? I mean, look, you rode them last year. It's not like you haven't ridden them, but like, was it weird or did it take you a while? You practiced once this week or whatever?
Yeah, I spent 2 days, maybe like less than an hour both days on it, Wednesday, Thursday, and it wasn't too bad. Obviously, the 450, you know, you can hit stuff half throttle, yeah, or whatever, quarter throttle, whatever you want to say, and the 250 is pretty much just pinned, yeah, like wide open, you know. I really, like, didn't think it was going to be that bad. And then I got out here today, and the dirt was, like, super soft and just kind of suctioning the bike down. So, some of the triples was – I was hitting just wide open, yeah, like, everything I had, yeah.
But did it take you a while to get used to it? Or
no, honestly, like, first session, I just bolted my 450 stuff on, yeah, my suspension. So after the first session, I didn't even set sag before. My fault. So then I set the sag, softened up the clickers a little bit, and after that, like, after the first 10 minutes, it was good, yeah.
And second Triple Crown, you're running up there for a little while?
Yeah, I think I was, like, ninth for 8 minutes or something. I think I looked up on the board, and I had, like, 3.5 minutes left, and case of three in, or three, whatever, 2-3 something, and yeah. I think six guys passed me one lap, so yeah, not ideal, but 14th on the night, so
yeah, you'll take it, right? Not too bad. And so back on the 450,
yeah, back on the 450 in Foxborough. Yeah. Well, the rest of the rounds, maybe Denver on the 250. I don't know yet. Yeah.
Well, privateer race, you got to stick 450 up there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 450 privateer 450 privateer race, right, for sure.
Cool. Good job, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Ollie Stone, team manager, TLD GasGas. Eventful night for you guys. First off, though, let's talk about Marcia. Obviously, didn't mean to do that. Jet did cut down a little bit. However, it was a very aggressive move to the outside. But take us through it from your end.
Honestly, I didn't actually see it when it happened. I was on the floor watching, and there were some R8 Honda mechanics at the time. Yeah. And then watched it back on the big screen, and, yeah, I was like, it was unfortunate. And honestly, it was like, not us again.
Yeah.
We've been good this year, yeah, and halfway through last year, but obviously you have a reputation in the past.
I think last week I said we haven't had one Barcia incident all year.
It wasn't even an intentional incident.
I know.
So obviously now the Twitter's blowing up, and it's unfortunate. Justin was defending the line. He just made a pass on freeze, and obviously both his pads won another, and he was defending the line. Jet cut down. Everyone saw it. Everyone takes their own opinion from it. I believe it was racing. We just left the Honda trailer, and they know it's racing, and it is what it is. I mean,
I don't believe he was like, hey, I'm going to take this kid out. There's no way. No.
Even if you watch it back, I know he looked over. Justin told me he actually contemplated pulling off. He felt that bad.
Really?
That's a new Barcia.
Yeah.
I think being a dad, it's humbled him a little bit.
Yeah.
So, as
far as he goes, he's happier. We're not seeing it yet, but he's riding a little better and he's happier.
We are going in the right direction.
Yes.
Starts are a little better. We need to improve on those, so we need to work on those on the break. Results are getting better. I mean, if he didn't have that incident, I think he would have been a fifth overall tonight, and we would have been pumped.
Yeah.
It's not been easy. We spoke about it in Detroit or whatever. Yeah. We came in behind the eight ball. We had a lot of, not technical problems, just things we needed to iron out. And then when you're testing and not riding motos, you fall behind.
Yeah.
So we were behind from the beginning. We fell behind during the middle there. Like, not. I mean, it's been tough. I spent three out of 4 weeks in Tallahassee, and we didn't really go anywhere. So we're going in the right direction now. Obviously, better late than never.
Yeah.
Just hoping to turn it around for the end of the season.
Yeah, you get run out of races here, Ollie, but hopefully
soon. We've got like 25 more, right?
I went supercross. Ryder D, some good, some bad. Good starts, crashing one, ran up front for a while. So a little mix of everything for Ryder D.
You got to forget, the kid's still a rookie, and I expect more from him, and I have to humble myself a little bit because everyone in front of him has won races.
Well, I was thinking at one point, everyone in front of him was like 30 years old. except for Levi.
Some are like 45, I think, right? So, like, he's doing all right. He's ripping starts, so it proves that we're there with that. He's pretty comfortable on the bike. It's just, it's hard. That class is hard. Like, I watched Levi a little bit tonight, and, like, the technique that he has is on point. Like, ain't no one beating him. He's going to, it's working for him right now. And then, obviously, you've got Jordan, who's an RJ, who's older, too. So, everyone in front, I think Ryder's really close to Thrasher. He was really close there with him tonight, and Thrasher's won a couple races before, too. So, if we can take that away and take the positives, I mean, you can be hard on him and drill him next week, but where's that going to get you?
Yeah, no, for sure.
All right, man, thanks.
All right, thank you very much. Cool.